Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Beis, Erevin 2. And today's Daf Yomi, we begin the new Masechta called Erevin. And Erevin deals with the laws of making a courtyard or an alleyway permitted to carry things in on Shabbos. So we start with the first Mishnah, we'll say the first line, and then we'll try and give some background. So Mavoi, which is an alleyway, and we'll talk more about this in a moment. Shu Gavoa L'mala Mi'esrim Ama. So if you have in it the alleyway, if it is, Rashi says that you place the beam on it higher than 20 amot, and each amot is approximately a foot and a half, so we're talking about more than 30 feet high, which is very, very high. Then what you need to do is you need to lower it down. Rabbi Yehuda says, Einu tzorach, you don't need to lower it down. So as a background to this, we'll take a step back and we'll say, biblically speaking, it's prohibited to carry objects four cubits, in the public domain. The reason why it's prohibited to do this is the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadi Vav, Amabez, that this is because it's a halacha Moshe Misinai. It's a law from Moses at Sinai. You're not allowed to carry something four amos in the public domain. This is a tolda, it's a biblical prohibition, but it's a tolda, which is like a derivative or offspring of the prohibition of carrying something from the private domain into the public domain or vice versa. So biblically speaking, we're not allowed to carry something for almost in the public domain. What is a public domain? These are the streets or the markets that are at least 16 amos wide, and they are mefulash. They are straight through from one side to the other. So this is, technically speaking, what's required in order for it to be considered a public domain. So meaning to say they have only two walls on either side. But a mavoi, and we'll talk in a moment that there are two types of mavois. A mavoi is an alleyway. Some of the commentaries say it comes from the mavoa ear, the entrance to the city. So a mavoi is an alleyway, which is like a street that goes from the public domain and empties into an area, which from that area can empty into several courtyards. Meaning to say, the house opens into a courtyard. A courtyard opens into an alleyway, and there are several courtyards which open into one alleyway, and this alleyway goes into the public domain. So if this alleyway is not 16 amos wide, or if it is not mefulash from one end to the other, then it's not going to be considered a public domain. And so therefore, under those circumstances, it's going to be permitted to carry in such an alleyway which is not 16 amos wide or mefulash from one side to the other. But it's only permitted biblically speaking. However, the rabbis made a decree and prohibited us to carry in it. That's what Rashi says, Mevoi, Dibur Maskal Mevoi, that this is a rabbinic decree that the rabbis do not let us carry in such an alleyway, even though it's smaller than 16 amos wide, or even though it is not mefulash. And the reason is because we might come to carry from there into the public domain. So the rabbis instituted that in order to be able to carry from in this mavoi, we have to make a hecker. We have to make a recognition between the mavoi and the public domain, so we don't come to carry it from the alleyway into the public domain. So there are two types of alleyways. There's what's called a mavoi sasum and a mavoi mefulash. A mavoi sasum is a closed alleyway, and what this means is that the alleyway is closed on three sides, and there's only one side that opens into the public domain. So that is what's called a mavoi sasum, and just opens into public domain in one direction. However, there's also what's called a mavoi mefulash, and the mavoi mefulash is an alleyway that is open on both sides. So therefore, it's mefulash, means it's straight through from one side to the other. So our Mishnah, which we talked about, that if you have a beam that's higher than 20 amos, you need to lower it. We're talking about the mavoi sasum, that it's only open on one end and it's closed on the other end. Then in the fourth direction, it's open to the public domain. And so therefore, under those circumstances, you can carry in the mavoi, provided you do one of three things. There are three ways to fix this mavoi so that you could carry it. One is that you put up a lechi. But I should say that if it would be a mavoi mefulash, that you the Gemara is going to discuss in Vav Amabez how we're able to fix it to carry in it. But in the mavoi sasum, you could carry it up by doing one of three things. Either A, you put up what's called a lechi, which is a beam or a piece of wood of some width, like any amount, which is standing vertically on the side of the wall that's on the entrance into the alleyway. So that is the first way to do it. The second possible way to do it is by putting up a beam on top of the entrance way into the alley. And this beam has to be at least one tefach thick, and it's placed, it has to be one tefach wide, and it's and placed on top of the entrance into the alleyway. That's the second possible way. And the third possible way is that it's done by tzuras ha-pesach. That is that we would take two beams, place them next to the alleyway, at the entrance to the alleyway, or they could even be there. And then you place on top of them another beam that goes across, and that's similar to a doorpost with a lintel. And if you do one of these three things, that'll be a hecker, that'll be a reminder that a person is not going to carry from one domain into the other. Baal Shem Tov, in his discussion of Erev, reminds us that this is, all of the Erev is about a hecker, about reminding us that when we leave our homes or when we go into public, we have to remember that to keep the holiness of our home as we're going there. That is what an Erev, we shouldn't lose sight of this as we get into the minutia of the laws, that an Erev at its core is reminding us to make boundaries and make borders and to recognitions of where we are and where we're going in life, and especially true on Shabbos.